Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. It's great to have you with me today. I encourage you to be an active listener. Here are the ways you can interact with me and other listeners. On our website, you can learn more about the show and listen to other episodes. That's at www.simplyscottish.com. On our Facebook page, you can comment on a show's music and content, ask questions, interact with other listeners, and have a chance to win free Scottish music every month. That's facebook.com/simplyscottish. And if you use Twitter to stay up to date on things, our handle is @simplyscottish. And don't forget, you can always shoot me a quick email anytime at podcast@simplyscottish.com. On this episode, I'll look at the history, significance, and global appeal of tartan. Here's Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas with a song called Whitewater. You're listening to Simply Scottish. On August 1st, 1746, the Act of Proscription by the relatively new Parliament of Great Britain came into effect in Scotland. It was the government's attempt to stamp out rebellion in the Highlands and make sure an uprising like that of the Jacobites the year before did not happen again. It called for the removal of arms from Highland families and instituted certain educational measures like required school prayers for the king and royal family. Severe penalties accompanied the wearing of Highland dress. 6 months in prison for the first offence, for the second, transportation, quote, to any of His Majesty's plantations beyond the seas, there to remain for the space of 7 years. They say you don't fully appreciate something until it's taken away from you. For almost 36 years, Highlanders in Scotland were denied the right to wear their clan dress, which included the plaid, philibeg, trews, shoulder belts, great coats, and regional tartans. In outlawing Highland dress, the government was trying to attack the identity of these Highland Scots. But as with most laws designed to oppress, the Act of Proscription actually intensified Highland spirit and the determination to preserve Highland traditions. You can imagine the creativity the Highlanders used in their dress to avoid punishment and maintain their dignity. Some wrapped pieces of single-colour cloth around them, similar to a kilt but not made of the tartan. And since the law did not specify where on the body breeches needed to be worn, many wore them around their shoulders, or on their sticks. Still others sewed up their kilts to resemble trousers. At first, the law was enforced with strictness, and no doubt a good number of honest Highland men suffered imprisonment and separation from their families and communities. After a while, breaches of the law were looked upon leniently, and in the course of time the law became obsolete. I guess you can't keep a good man down, and you can't keep his kilt off him either. After the repeal of the law, an official proclamation was issued in Gaelic and English, which went as follows. Listen, men, this is bringing before all the sons of the Gael, the King and the Parliament of Britain have forever abolished the Act against the Highland dress, which came down to the clans from the beginning of the world to the year 1746. This must bring great joy to every Highland heart. You are no longer bound to the unmanly dress of the Lowlander. This is declaring to every man, young and old, simple and gentle, that they may after this put on and wear the trews, the little kilt, the coat and the striped hose, as also the belted plaid, without fear of the law of the realm or the spite of the enemies. So, what made Highland dress so distinct? And why are kilts and tartans more popular today than ever before? We'll find out after music from Andy Stewart. This is his humorous song telling the story of a man who prefers his kilt over trousers.
I've just come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm no very big and I'm awful shy. And the lassies shout when I go by, Donald, where's your trousers? Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low. Through the streets in my kilt I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? A lassie took me to a ball, and it was slippery in the hall, and I was feared that I would fall, for I had me on my trousers. Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kilt I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? Now I went down to London town, and I had some fun in the underground. The ladies turned their heads around, saying, Donald, where are your trousers? Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kilt I'll go. All the lassies say hello, Donald, where's your trousers? To wear the kilt is my delight, it is not wrong, I know it's right. The islanders would get a fright if they saw me in the trousers. The wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kilt I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? The lasses want me, everyone will let them catch me if they can. You can't take the bricks off a Highland man, and I don't wear the trousers. Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kit I'll go. All the lasses say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? Donald, where's your trousers? Donald, where's your trousers? Oh, well, that's the way we sing the song in Scotland. But of course, the song might have more international appeal sung something like this. One, two, three, four.
Well, I've just come down from the Isle of Scotland, no word picking them off for shy. The lassie shout when I go by. I don't know, away to true love. Let the wind blow, I let the wind blow. Through the streets of my kid I go. All the lassies shall go blow. I don't know, away to true love. Oh man, I'm all rock and roll. I'm moving and moving to save my soul. Grab your kill and go, go, go. I don't know, away to true love. Let the wind blow, I let the wind blow. Through the streets of my kid I go. Oh yeah, go, go, go. I don't know, away to true love. Hey, I don't know. Yeah. Hey, Donald.
Hey, just a minute. What are you doing there?
Man, I'm rocking it, man. Man, I'm really moving it, man.
Well, just you stop rocking it and moving it, man. The song should be sung just exactly like this. Ah, cheers, come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm lowering the awful shy. And the lasses shout when I go by. Donald, where's your trousers? Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low. Through the streets in my gilt I'll go. All the lasses say hello. Donald, where's your trousers? Donald, where's your trousers?
Others have covered that song, but not with the same humour and energy as Andy Stewart. Today we're talking tartan. Which tartan represents your family? Share it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/simplyscottish. The word plaid comes from the Gaelic language and means blanket or mantle. The word tartan most likely originates from the French word tartane, meaning strong, coarse fabric. Tartan is a woolen cloth woven with stripes of different colours and widths, crossing at right angles. Today, an astonishing variety of tartans exist, and many boast bright, vibrant colours. While each clan is associated with a tartan today, historically tartans were more aligned with regions or districts, and were created by local weavers, not individual clan chiefs. For example, the old Lochaber set, its distinct patterns of squares and lines, may well have given rise to the tartans of the MacDonalds, the Campbells, and the Fergusons. Similarly, the Glen Orkey tartan design has been linked with a number of tartans from the Central Highlands, including the McCalls, the McGilvrys, and the Stuarts of Appin. Traditional tartan was woven from brown, black, or white sheep's wool and dyed various shades of colour using a number of natural resources, like mosses and plants. Although there are some references to clansmen wearing tartans in the 16th and 17th centuries, it doesn't seem to be consistent until the 18th century. A close look at David Maurier's well-known painting of the Battle of Culloden will reveal that clansmen wore different tartans on their hose, jackets, and shoulder cloths, and no two were dressed alike. And since Maurier was commissioned by the government for the painting and allowed to use real Jacobite prisoners as his models, we can take his vision to be close to reality. By the end of the 18th century, a sense of nostalgia for Highland tradition began to take hold. Highland life was romanticised in novels like Sir Walter Scott's Rob Roy. When George IV made a state visit to Edinburgh in 1822, he was treated to numerous balls and parades, where clan chiefs boasted their finest Highland garb. The king's visit further increased the popularity of tartan. New designs were created, and tartan began to be seen as a decorative pattern that was incorporated into general clothing and other products. Queen Victoria developed a love for the Highlands, further adding to the public's interest in tartan. And by the turn of the century, clan societies were popping up outside Scotland, as was Highland Games, all contributing to a global interest in all things Scottish, including tartan. Today, in addition to clan tartans, there are now official tartans for states, organisations, events, people, sporting teams, and even objects. We'll highlight a few in a moment, and we'll share some tartan trivia. First, what do you get when you combine Latin music tradition with Celtic instruments? You get the Scottish group Salsa Celtica. Here's El Agua de la Vida.
pero la
juntosa, con el agua sabrosa,
lávate.
Yo quiero que te lave.
Lávate.
Oye, mamita linda,
lávate.
ven, lo que quiero que tú vengas ya. Ya, yo quiero que tú vengas ya.
This is Simply Scottish, available on iTunes and at simplyscottish.com. On this episode, I'll look at the history, significance, and global appeal of tartan. There are countless tartans available today. Clan and regional tartans often come in two or three shades, known as ancient, modern, and muted. There are also commemorative, trade, and sporting tartans. Some celebrate special events, such as the Olympic Games. Others are meant to symbolize the heritage of specific places, like the tartans for numerous American states and Canadian provinces. There are also tartans for organizations, from the FBI to the Salvation Army and Chicago University. There are designs celebrating people, such as Robert Burns, St. Columba, and Princess Diana. Sports teams have their own tartan, like Celtic Football Club. Even the Stone of Destiny, the ancient coronation stone of Scottish monarchs for centuries, has its own tartan. Here is some trivia about tartan you might be surprised to learn. The oldest documented tartan in the British Isles is the Falkirk tartan, dating from the 3rd century and found at Falkirk near the Roman-built Antonine Wall. Even older than that are fabric scraps found on mummified bodies in China and in Celtic salt mines at Hallstatt, in Austria. The Scottish Tartans Authority has over 7,000 unique tartans listed in their International Tartan Index. Apollo 12 astronaut Alan L. Bean took half a yard of McBean tartan to the moon and back in 1969. What do the Hilton Hotel in Hong Kong, the Toronto Blue Jays, Glenlivet Whiskey, and the Sultan of Kabu in the Persian Gulf all have in common? You guessed it, they all have their own tartan. So how do you get in on the action and secure yourself a kilt, a lady's skirt, or other product that features your desired tartan? We recommend Houston Traditional Kilt Makers, a fourth-generation family business based in Paisley, Scotland. Hop onto their website, kiltmakers.com, and view virtually any tartan, watch videos on kilt making, and order kilts, ladies' wear, and all the accessories. That's at www.kiltmakers.com. They also have kilts for hire, an easy way to get hold of a great quality kilt for any occasion. Learn more at kiltsforhire.com. We'll conclude our look at tartan with part of a poem from an early 19th century collection of Scottish folk writings. This is no second-hand cloth, and it is not begged. It is not property of cleric. It is not property of priest. And it is not property of pilgrim, but thine own property, O son of my body, by moon and by sun, in the presence of God, and keep thou it. Mayest thou enjoy it, mayest thou wear it, mayest thou finish it, until thou find it in shreds, in rags, in tatters. That's it for this episode of Simply Scottish. Listen to other episodes online at simplyscottish.com. And join in our conversation on all things Scottish on our Facebook page, facebook.com/simplyscottish. I'm Andrew McDermott. Join me again soon for more of All Things Scottish, right here on Simply Scottish.
It
Makes me wanna run down to the beach like we were kids. Throw myself into the waves and be thrown back again. This one will go out to those strangers and friends. Get lost in these dreams now and then.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2012, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.
And I'm here lost in this song. Friends are gathered here on some poor stranger's day. On this early summer's eve, we just watched the best sunsets together. She was touching fire to the sea. Throw myself into the waves and be thrown back again. This one will go out to those strangers and friends. Get lost in these dreams now and then. Grass in the field is so with that little cricket song, I'll try to sing along with him. Friends on the deck, they just listen to me hum, waiting for an old campfire song. And for the moment I'm lost under these lights, doing my best to sing along. Into the waves and be thrown back again. This one will go out to those strangers and